Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get on, guys, get on. I want to thank LifeLock for the show. Promo code Adam, TheraWorksRelief.com, TrueCar.com, Zoom.us.
Zoom?
What, Drew, you going to Cuba?
Yeah.
What's going on in Cuba?
My wife, taking a family, going on a little cruise around Cuba.
How's that work?
I don't know. It's one of my wife's ideas, so I'm doing it.
She's traveling?
Yep.
I like that one.
That sounds interesting.
Some of the time. So well, not all the time, but I like the travel agent part of her.
Yeah. It's very. She likes to go places, so we're doing that. And it was sort of affordable. And
how do you do the cruise around Cuba?
I don't know. We leave from Miami, and we have like four ports we're going to. We're going to go see all the different. You know, I want to see the place where
they did Fast and Furious.
No,
huh?
Where Castro and his buddies landed and held up in the mountains. I would love to see
Castro.
That.
Is he one of Vargas' henchmen in Fast and Furious 4?
He was. How'd you know?
Oh. Well, let me tell you something, man. Vin Diesel, you know, street racing there is a big deal.
Oh.
It's about
in Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba.
Cuba,
yeah.
It's about family. You know what I mean? And you always know in a Fast and Furious movie where they're at because they do that big helicopter sweeping shot, and then it says Cuba, you know? But not always.
Right.
Sometimes they do the big helicopter shot, and they got the giant Jesus on the hill.
Oh.
Brazil.
Right.
But it tells you where you are.
Rio.
That's right. Big shot of that. That's how you know where you are. You always know where you are at the beginning of a Fast and Furious movie. They'll do Tokyo.
It fills the screen.
They never have a question mark or have you fill in the blanks.
Or just show you a landmark and have you fill it in yourself.
Well, my thing is when you get the helicopter of the giant Jesus on the mountain, I'm never like, oh, where is that, in Strudeldorf? I don't know where we are. Like, it's
must be Luxembourg.
Yeah. So, is there snow on his head? Wait a minute. There's the ocean. Is that the Caspian Sea? I don't know where I am.
Must be Croatia.
Could be the Sea of Galilee. I don't know. No, that one I got.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure if Fast and Furious ever did Paris and they had the Eiffel Tower from the helicopter, they would do France.
Oh, yeah.
They'd definitely put France
on
there.
Of course.
So, but they, you know, they hit it on the head over there. But Vin Diesel, they went down there. They went street racing. He had a car. Wasn't as fast as the other guy's car, but he had determination, you know. And that was in Cuba. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on in Cuba now?
It's getting redeveloped slowly but surely a little bit. Still highly communist. Still, you can't go on by yourself. You have to take little tours and things. They have to show you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And
they could do with Cuba what they did with Times Square, right? Just have the fucking jerk-offs get out of the way and let folks come in and just make it nice.
Yes.
They could whatever was going on, whatever happened with Times Square, they could just do that in Cuba. If someone get the fuck out of the way and let some guys come in there, want to make some money and open some resorts and do whatever, right?
I think it's slowly getting that way. But we were down there 15 years
ago.
And
now how miserable are you when you go to Times Square?
I don't like Times Square.
Yeah, but remember all the claims of it's going to lose its lure and its luster.
Wants to argue that shit, just watch The Deuce from beginning to end, please. That's how it actually was. It was worse, actually, because you'd get mugged while you're hanging out there.
I know.
It was terrible.
Yes.
Beyond. Beyond. You can't even, beyond. You can't imagine somebody let a city deteriorate to that point.
Yeah.
And we did. That was the 70s. Welcome.
So you're going to Cuba.
So we were down there about 15 years ago, something like that, and maybe a little more.
You were down there more because I remember you had an audience with Fidel.
Yes.
I remember he talked endlessly about baseball.
Yep.
And about playing baseball. I remember your kids were all young. I mean, they must have been 6 or 7.
7, I'd say, yeah.
They were
asleep.
Young.
They slept. And I had to actually take them out of the room that he was in.
Fidel spoke for 3 hours about baseball.
What happened was He
played baseball
there. We were, you know, all of a sudden we were called to the, you know, we were with a group called the YPO. We was all of a sudden we were called to
what group is it called?
Young Presence Organization. It's a group of people with a lot of money, and they
bankers.
I was on the faculty. I was helping them with some stuff, and we went to Cuba, and we were sort of having lunch at the Havana Club. The finest food in Cuba was bologna and something that was kind of like a French fry. It was unbelievable.
Mm.
And we were at the fan club, and all of a sudden they go, you're coming to the Central Soviet whatever. You're going to where the government is. They file us in there, and out comes these bunch of guys in green jumpers, grenade belts, and then out comes Castro dressed the same. And starts admonishing us. If I knew a bunch of Americans were going to be here, I would have, you should have told me you were coming, this kind of stuff. And we were like confused because we had been they'd been working with him for quite some time to try to meet with him. And the head of the organization, he goes, who has a question? So the guy that was running the group, who was a Colombian dude, goes up and goes, why should we do business with Cuba? Why should we trust Cuba? And then he started screaming at him, like, you Americans. He goes, I'm Colombian. Not American. And it didn't listen. Just kept screaming, kept going. One question, why should we trust business with doing business with Cuba? Spoke for 3 hours, not one thought connected to the other. It was manic rambling, nonsensical rambling.
Was somebody translating?
Yeah.
When did the baseball talk come in?
Somewhere in the middle, he started talking about, from out of nowhere, he started talking about baseball and how he had invented the curveball. He invented the curveball. And then he went from baseball to talking about biological research and how he had discovered that Huntington's disease was an autosomal dominant disorder, something known since the 50s.
Who would you rather run your city? Fidel Castro, Eric Garcetti, or dead Fidel Castro?
I think dead Fidel Castro.
Right. I think that would be more than a lateral move in L.A. Is that going to cause any damage?
No. I think we're into something there.
All right. Let's see if we can get dead Fidel. Let's see if we can get Fidel Castro's corpse on the next ballot as a write-in.
But live Fidel was manic as hell. And man, was he nutty. Woo. Wow. Really, I'm a dangerous dude.
Well, the jury's still out on communism, Drew. It may work. We don't know. We don't need
socialism.
Democratic socialism. We do not need you besmirching, if that's what you're talking about. I was somebody sent me a tweet of Cortez. What's her name?
Yeah, Ocasio-Cortez.
And I think it was Jake Tapper. It was like, just kept saying to her, like, well, how are we going to pay for this? And and it was like, she just went on, and he said, all right, well, that accounts for $2 billion, but this is $40 billion, so how are we going to pay for that? And she just kept going on and on. And at a certain point, he just went, well, I guess you're not going to answer. Not going to answer the other $38 billion part of your plan. It seemed like if you're a roofer, you need to answer these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had like a real job.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just go, it's going to toss $40 billion to do your roof, and then you'd account for $2 billion of it, and then you'd go, the other $38 billion. I'll just send you an invoice. It's weird, right?
Yes. Crazy. Totally not.
Why is this and the notion that someone like her is the future? Like I love the idea that, well, this is progressive.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what you want.
Hey, that's what you want. 60% of people her age believe that.
You want someone young who looks different than you, who's a fucking idiot running everything. Really? I'll go home and try that. Hey, Natalia. Yeah, you take over. You wake us up in the morning, make us breakfast, make sure the mortgage gets paid. We don't keep these lights on, too. Make sure that handle it, would you, sweetie? Daddy's taking a nap. Would that be a good plan?
Yeah.
But she's young, man. She's got ideas. Retarded ideas, but they're new. They're hers. They're her own retarded ideas. This sort of, I will tell you, change for the sake of change scares me.
Sure.
I do not like.
Yeah.
I like change for the sake of competency.
Improvement.
Yeah. I don't like different. And I blame you, Drew.
Why? Oh, yeah. Back to that
again. I'll tell you why in a second. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Doing all your online holiday shopping. Here's some basic cyber safety tips. Make sure your site's URL starts Underwriters Laboratory. What's a URL stand for?
What is the word?
Look.
URL used to be Underwriters Laboratory, right?
Huh.
UWL?
Uniform Resource Locator.
Yeah, I guess Riders would be with a W there, huh? Anyway, make sure your site's URL starts with HTTPS. That's what I wanted to say. Instead of just HTTP, and has a locked padlock icon on the left of the URL that we now know the definition of. Do not share your social security number or birth date, and check all those bank statements. Make sure your transactions don't look fake. And while you're looking up deals online this holiday season, cyber criminals are looking up your personal info. Let's protect ourselves with LifeLock. LifeLock theft protection has the power of Norton Security. Help protect against threats to your identity and devices, right, Drew?
And, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help you look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an extra 15% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
All right. We got Jake Tapper, I think, talking to Alexandra Cortez.
Your platform has called for various new programs, including Medicare for All, housing as a federal right, a federal jobs guarantee, tuition-free public college, canceling all student loan debt. According to nonpartisan and left-leaning studies friendly to your cause, including the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities or the Tax Policy Center, the overall price tag is more than $40 trillion in the next decade. You recently said in an interview that increasing taxes on the very wealthy plus an increased corporate tax rate would make $2 trillion over the next 10 years. So where's the other $38 trillion going to come from?
Well, one of the things that we need to realize when we look at something like Medicare for All would save the American people a very large amount of money. And what we see as well is that these systems are not just a pie in the sky. They are, many of them are accomplished by every modern civilized democracy in the Western world. The United Kingdom has a form of single-payer health care. Canada, France, Germany. What we need to realize is that these investments are better and they are good for our future. These are generational investments so that not just they're not short-term band-aids, but they are really profound decisions about who we want to be as a nation and as and how we want to act as the wealthiest nation in the history of the world.
Right.
So
no, I get
the
that.
The answer is no
but
answer.
The price tag for everything that you've laid out in your campaign is $40 trillion over the next 10 years.
Go over this again.
I understand that Medicare for All would cost more to some wealthier people and to the government and to taxpayers while also reducing individual health care expenditures. But I'm talking about the overall package. You say it's not pie in the sky, but $40 trillion is quite a bit of money. And the taxes that you talked about raising to pay for this, to pay for your agenda, only count for two. And we're going by left-leaning analysts.
Right. Well, when you look again at, again, how our health care works.
Oh, boy.
Currently, we
healthcare
pay
is only a small of piece of what she's talking
into
about, too.
The private
Let
sector.
Her finish.
So what we see is, for example, you know, a year ago, I was working downtown in a restaurant.
Oh,
I went around and I asked how many of you
days.
Folks have health insurance. Not a single person did because they would have had to have paid $200 a month for a payment for insurance that had an $8,000 deductible. What these represent are lower costs overall for these programs. And additionally, what this is a broader agenda. We do know and we acknowledge that there are political realities. They don't always happen with just the wave of a wand, but we can work to make these things happen. And in fact, when you look at the economic activity that it spurs, for example, if you look at my generation, millennials, the amount of economic activity that we do not engage in, the fact that we delay purchasing homes, that we don't participate in the economy and purchasing cars, etc., as fully as possible, is a cost. It is
no kidding.
An externality, if you will,
an externality.
Of unprecedented amounts of student loan debt.
Oh. I'm assuming I'm not going to get an answer for the other $38 trillion, but we'll have you back, and maybe we can go over that.
All right. Oh, good for Tapper.
Yeah. Well, at a certain point, you got to do news. I mean, yeah. All right. Was that who you want running things? Would you want her running your home's finances?
No.
No?
No.
Here's the deal, Drew. Mm. I talked to a young fella. Actually, I'm going to interview him for a job soon enough. He said to me, there were people who went to his college who got free college or someone else paid for college. He didn't show up half the time.
Didn't appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't someone else paid for it. You tell me how anything works when it's free in terms of your attendance.
Mm-hmm.
He attended. The people who scrimp and save and put themselves through college or go to school all day and then go to night school and stuff, they don't miss things. The one where the government just pays. They'll just pay for your, you know, your house or your college or health care, whatever. They'll just pay for it. Also, this thing about medical, your rights as a medical citizen. You know what I mean? Like, hey, these guys I work with, they didn't want to pay $200 a month. Like, I bet they all had phone plans and cable and Ubered and probably spent that much on pot and movies. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like an exorbitant amount when it comes to your health and when it comes to the buildings, the technology and the insurance, the training, the physicians, the equipment. You know what I mean? Like, when did we take on this thought that, here's how healthcare should work? There should be a building. It should be on the west side where Cedar, right about where Cedar Sinai is, and it should be filled with equipment, some of the stuff the size of a refrigerator, but it costs $500,000 and it takes a technician who's getting $150,000 a year to run it. And then we're going to have a whole group of people with 1,000 years education average and $250,000 paid into their education and everything. And I need to show up and I need to be handled gratis.
Yeah.
Like, or I'm willing to pay a couple of dollars, but I'm not going to pay any real money to
and
be
screened
out.
By the way, I
want to
see the chairman of the department while I'm there.
For whatever. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't walk on to car lots and go, hey, man, I need to get somewhere. Now, give me that car. And they go, well, this car's got a lot of parts and got shipped over here from Japan and had to be made and took a lot of effort to make this thing. So that'll be $26,000. And I go, that's an outrage. I deserve to get from my apartment to work tomorrow with that car because I'm an American. And then someone would go, but there's a lot of costs that are incurred with making this car. And I go, this is an outrage. Then I yell to everyone on the car lot, let's put it to a vote. Who's with me?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I mean, I know you're a doctor and I'm a layperson, but I don't get the part where medical care is free.
Or
a right even.
Part of it may be that they get so much good stuff for free on the internet and things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just come to think everything's free, right?
I get the part where, you know, you're not supposed to be gouging and insurance companies aren't supposed to take advantage of and drug manufacturers and blah, blah, blah. And I'd like to work on all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not down with the it's your right because you're born in this time in this country. What if you're born 100 years ago? What do you get? I mean, who knows? Or
here's
a different land.
Here's a free service that's spoiling us. One of many. Zoom.us. Video conferencing has changed business. Zoom 2018 Zoom is the clear winner with their flawless video, clear audio, instant sharing across any device, whether it's desktop, laptop, tablet, or mobile. Striking HD video. Wait till you see up to 49 people live on the screen. It's crystal clear, and you can share anything from any device, Word files, spreadsheets, videos from YouTube, photos from your phone, whatever it might be. You can even set up a green screen. If you've been struggling along with various products for video conferencing, struggle no more because Zoom got it right. They just did everything. Anything you could imagine you can want from video conferencing, they did it, and they did it right and well and intuitively. even things you didn't think of, like setting up a green screen backup, anything you want. Just visit zoom.us to set up your free account today is what spoils us, folks, these kinds of free accounts. But you can meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. Again, it is zoom.us for your free account, zoom.us.
All right, let's talk to Eric, 31, from San Francisco. Eric?
Adam, get it on.
Get it on, man.
You live.
What's going on, man?
Hey, a while back, you guys played a clip of a guy explaining that women make less than men because women are more agreeable.
Oh, Jordan Peterson says something like that.
Yeah, well, look, can I get let's take a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
First off, it's never just sort of one thing. You know, men are attracted to fields that tend to pay more sometimes, you know, that we don't want to be school teachers and underpaid as well. Also, there's also many studies that men are willing to, like, drive further, you know, willing to move. Like, for instance, just think about this, Drew. One group is not willing to move for their job or their company. It says, look, we're shipping to Canada. You're moving. And one group is less likely to move, and the other group is more likely to move.
So they'll continue to grow in the
organization. What group is going to tend to make more money?
Right.
The weird things that you never really account for.
I don't understand why they don't look at doctors and lawyers and just try to figure it all from that, because it's like, particularly with physicians, our fees are set.
Mm-hmm.
We all make the same. There's no girl fee, boar fee. There is Medicare fee. There is Aetna fee. And that's it for all doctors in your area. Now, even with set rates like that, guess what? Men tend to make a little more.
Male Uber drivers make 7% more because they drive faster.
Well, in this case, this just means that they're working less hours and seeing less patients. That's the only way you can make less. That's the only way.
Right. So there's
differences. That's fine. You can make choices. And
right.
You can be
an Uber driver, drive faster, make 7% more. But it doesn't mean Uber pays women less than men.
No.
That's right.
All right.
So hold on a second. So I want to get into this, Eric. But what I'm saying is if men make 10% more than male Uber drivers, make 10% more than female Uber drivers, you can then go march on Washington and demand that female drivers, or you can crunch some data and see if we can figure out why this is. Once you understand why this is, then you can now make a choice of either speeding up female drivers or slowing down male drivers, or leaving it the same.
Pay female drivers more. That's fine. You can do that. It's up to you guys.
Well, I think insurance companies figured who was getting into more crashes. Does anyone ever have a problem with that?
No.
They charge your sons more than your daughters.
Yep.
Because your sons per capita get into more crashes than your daughters.
Yep.
Okay, was that prejudice? Is that sexist?
Sexist.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
The broad who was interviewing this guy took offense to this statement as a generalization.
Right.
And he backed down. Well, he should have responded that the premise of this entire discussion, that women earn less than men, is itself a generalization.
Well.
Right? We always talk about this anecdotal data. And we could just say, oh, well, I know a woman who makes more than me, so case closed.
Well, you want to know what? I was thinking about Jordan Peterson, and I've heard him interviewed a few times, and I've had a chance to interview him. And you want to know something? And thanks, Eric. Drew, every time you sort of crunch the data, men are more into things. Women are more into like experiences
relationships
and stuff like that. Yeah. So they're going to tend to take jobs as nursing homes and stuff that don't pay as well as tech scientist guys that are making the next smartphone and stuff like that. Okay. Drew, you remember what I used to say all the time?
Tell me.
When we did Loveline.
Shut up.
Yes.
You tell me to shut up. Then somebody would tell you to shut up.
When people would say to me 20 plus years ago, why is it that men build all the bridges and women do all the home care stuff? And why is it the men go off to fight and the women work as nurses? And I'd go, because it is. Nobody put them there. No, there was no great hand that said, men, you build the bridge, lady. You know, why is it that the little boy picks up the stick and pretends it's a gun and the little girl picks up a dolly and tends to it? Why? And I'd always go, because it is.
Because the environment infected them. But from the moment they were, maybe even in utero, they were affected by these ideas.
The more you
they
get
heard
in,
their mom talking about.
Yes. Yeah. The more you look into all this stuff, it's just because it is.
Right.
That is, and that's who we are. Now, you can look at different groups and times and, you know, go back to slavery and all that stuff and go, we need to fix that. But the thing that's kind of interesting in places, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
In places where there is more, like, you know, the Netherlands and stuff, where they have more, hey, we want women to do this and men to do that, and we want, you know, no boundaries to anything and everything. When left alone, the women go their direction and guys go alone.
So this is, hang on a second.
Your wife and look at my wife.
Yeah.
You think we're forcing, they're getting forced into some whatever? We're wildly different.
Yes. You're talking about an observation that is in social psychology that Jordan Peterson will quote once in a while, which is a well-established social psychology finding repeatedly, which is, and the more the egalitarian the society, so as you go towards Norway and Sweden and Holland, the more egalitarian, the more men and women are equal, the farther apart they go in their choices, more towards male and female choices.
Yeah, it's let's pretend me and my wife are exactly the same, and the money's exactly the same, and everything's exactly the same, and then you go, all right, now it's Saturday.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Yeah. We're not going to the same place.
Yeah. And so left to your own devices in an egalitarian setting, rather than people going equally to this, to, as you say, tech versus relationship kinds of careers, the separation widens dramatically. And people go to much more what would the word be? But stereotypical female and stereotypical.
Yeah. And so there's examples of Rosie the Riveter, which is, it's wartime.
Yeah.
And all the men have shipped off to the Pacific. And now Lynette's got to put together B-17s down in Venice Beach. But that's not what she's gravitating to. That's a wartime situation where it's been imposed, right?
Yep.
So that's Rosie the Riveter.
That's
imposed. Now it's not wartime. You're still going into Lockheed Martin factory and getting a riveting gun out?
Well, the way the history is being told today is the men came back and took away all their jobs.
Ah.
So here's something that'll take away something, which is cramps. There works relief. That's right. Painful, prevent you from sleeping, can be a health hazard in terms of the disruption of your sleep, can prevent you from your daily activities, can prevent you from exercising. And you do not want to take the medications that are associated with relief of cramps. They are not good for you. Trust me. They were the muscle relaxants and the benzodiazepines and the quinine. It's just terrible stuff for you. But now with AirWicks Relief, you've got a non-greasy foam that you apply topically, proven to relieve muscle cramps fast, reduces muscle soreness because they're not tearing apart anymore. Plus, with daily use, twice daily, TheraWicks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they ever start. Takes only minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly, and it does work. I've been talking about it all over the place. Holidays are here. No better gift for someone who suffers from these cramps. Believe me, they are desperate for relief. If you've talked to somebody with these things, and then when they find TheraWorks, they are so excited. You can get TheraWorks Relief today at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walmart, or talk to your pharmacist. They are as enthused as I am. You can learn more about this at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Yeah, it's interesting, Drew.
Yes.
I've seen it for a long time. And we've talked about it. We haven't talked about it in a while. It's kind of a low grade defiance disorder.
What is?
What we're talking about. Which is, first thing you're doing is you're kind of arguing against nature.
Well, I'm wondering, there's certainly a gigantic value put in resistance these days.
Right.
And I wonder if it's oppositional defiance sort of.
It is. Yeah. It's an adolescent. Well, yeah. First off, it's a shitty trait for anybody to have, yeah. Male, female, whatever age. But It's a thing that's supposed to be kind of worked out of you by most kids grow up with this oppositional defiance disorder. It's just something that's kind of in you as a kid. It's like it's in you to, you know, when you go, okay, when you have two, I used to have two cats.
I just had Norman and that was it.
Well, we found Kitty.
Uh-oh.
And very you know what creative. Kitty used to do? Kitty was a young cat and Norman was an old cat. And you put their kibble out in a bowl. And Kitty would eat her bowl and she'd do it for about 10 seconds. And she'd go to Norman's bowl, start eating Norman's food. And after a few bites of Norman's food, now Norman was the old cat. Norman would just roll around, slide back over to Kitty's bowl because they're all the same bowl, same kibble.
Yeah.
Then Kitty would eat for a while and then slide back to her old bowl, kick Norman back around her bowl. That's when you're young, that's how you think. Well, what do you got over there? I want that. Oh, I got to take that. Oh, what are you eating over there? That's your food. I want it back.
Yeah.
Okay. You're supposed to, we're supposed to work that out of people.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's our, the job of parents is to not create a bunch of adults that are wired like my fucking cat was.
Yeah. We have to look into this.
We're not doing a good job of working that. Now, that's a maturity. And it's also the stuff that coaches and priests and good teachers and authority figures and stuff would work out of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is your normal wiring to go, hey, man, you're not the boss of me, and I know better, whatever it is, or you're wrong, or I know what I know. That's it. And now we need to work that out of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not working that out of anybody anymore. And the people are sailing into their 40s and 50s with that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to talk them out of it now, you will rue the day. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right, let's see. All right, let me tell you about True Car. Everyone has stories. How about your car story? Want to put a price on those stories? You can do it with True Car. Find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or when it's time to trade it in. Either way, we're going to need to find out what that old car is worth. Just go to True Car, enter the plate number. Car's details will pop up. Answer a few questions. Once you're finished, get the true cash offer sent in minutes, which will you can take to your local certified dealer and you can cash out or you can trade it in.
This true cash thing is awesome.
Well, you'll know exactly what your car's worth. You know in advance. You don't have to go there and haggle.
True car is about knowledge.
It's about knowledge.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you want the new car or you want the used car or you want to just take your car in and hammer it, just get the cash and leave, or you want to trade it in, you shall know in advance. True car, true cash offer, not available in all states. All right. We got Adam Carolla's Unprepared. It's coming up, Burbank Flappers, this Tuesday. Adam Ray up on stage with me. Thursday, January 24th, Irvine Improv. Going to be doing some basic cable commentary live up on stage as well. Live shows, go to amcarolla.com and go to Chassis and check out all the offerings over there. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com, check out the family pods, the Dr. Drew podcast. Got Jason Waller from Laguna Beach this week. And check out Instagram, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
And go to corollaracing.com. I got some cool jackets. We're only making 250 of them. I will sign each one of them. And cool hats and t-shirts, CorollaRacing.com. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally, when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack.
Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?